Maybe you are one of the, what I think, 31% of Americans make some sort of New Year's resolutions. And like you were saying, you know, like a negative 4% actually pull it off. I think that's the statistical fact.
I don't know that that's actually a number.
I think that was a Pew Pew research study, Pew Pew. But when it comes to New Year's resolutions here as a show, we're always looking to better ourselves as a product, better for you, the company. You know, you got to ask yourself.
You tell the company
what
line.
What is best for the company?
You ride for the brand.
And the change starts with you. And this morning, it is our Tuesday morning top 10, which I still have my blood napkin from my hand that was
delicious.
Bleeding earlier.
Yummy, I appreciate that.
Straight from the home office there in the writing staff in Granbury, Texas, who wish you also a happy
New Year.
That does not sound a bit like them.
They were not allowed to have the party, even though our New Year's Eve party was right down at the conference center, right down the road.
They didn't let them in?
Nope. No.
That's unfortunate.
You had to RSVP to everything. It is our Tuesday morning top 10, the top 10 possible New Year's resolutions made by here, our show, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM, USA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Texas.
It is a top 10 possible New Year's resolutions for 2026, as made possibly by this show, such as
number 10.
Stop trying to contact the manager and instead let the manager contact you.
Where is your manager?
I mean, we already got a jump start on that with Mayor Maddie calling.
The change starts with you. Number nine, possible show resolution. On that note, continue to avoid radio station upper management at every turn and all costs.
Number eight.
Yeah, they do linger in the stairs. You got to be careful where you turn.
Number eight. Speaking of.
Number eight.
Get the mayor to issue more decrees for other show proclamations we can come up with. Which, by the way, Mayor Maddie, Willet Float is still out there as a possible community outreach program.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
It's right there for you for the taking.
She loves us so much.
I mean, what are you going to do? The Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
Number seven.
Yeah, that's not a good option.
Number seven, a possible New Year's resolution for the show. Well, as we say, the change starts with us. So we're going to stop encouraging the whole 6-7 movement.
6-7!
And just nip it in the bud.
6-7!
We're going to nip
seven,
it.
Yo.
Yeah.
41.
The change starts with you. So.
Number 6!
Oh, man.
Okay.
7!
No! We're at number 6.
Dang it.
6!
Stop it.
6-7!
We're on
7!
Just move on.
Number 5!
Number five, possible New Year's resolutions. We're going to start renting out Mark Phillips as a marital officiant for hire. That guy did
He's got a tremendous job,
and it does not need to go understated. Holy cow, Mark Phillips.
I know.
Wow.
What
I know. Thank you. Round of applause.
I can't even imagine.
He, too, could marry you.
Now you know how I passed the time.
Yeah.
Number four.
You can juggle. You can juggle it all.
Number four, get a podcast deal so we could maybe also get our own closet up here. That'd be nice.
Number three.
Number three.
Cactus.
Try not to get scooped up by the government in the middle of a night because the stuff that Donald says Tuesdays at 7:47. We are not bumping Trump today.
MAGA.
Lounging out in my Nike tracksuit. Wait.
Number two.
Number two. Continue the high comedy standard set by the show's writing staff. Well, that's not going to happen. Number one.
Number one.
The final possible New Year's resolution as made by our show to you.
Number one.
Figure out what other competing radio show to marry so we can barge in on their morning show as well.
Oh, yeah, there we are. So fun.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We can do it.
Wake up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.